Hello, and welcome to GCI's Church Hacks. My name is Howard Salter, and I'm a GCI pastor here in the Orlando, Florida area. And it's my privilege to bring you some tools and strategies to help you be more successful in today's busy culture. Now, last time we talked about first impression ministry, and one of the key aspects of the first impression ministry is your website. And so in this video, we'll be discussing the GCI microsite application. Now, what is a microsite? Well, it's an automatically generated website that GCI creates for you based on some information that you provide to them. And so today we're going to be taking a look at the microsite application and how to populate information in that microsite application. All right, let's get to it. Okay, here we are looking at our microsite, and the URL for your microsite is going to be gci.church/, and then whatever your identifier is in the online system. For us, it's belong, so it would be gci.church/belong. And that will bring us to this particular microsite. I just want to walk through a few things here. Remember in our previous video, we talked about simplicity, high contrast text on high contrast background. And you can see that's what we've got here. A full screen slider right up at the top that gives us all of this information that is in a clear, concise format. And so we're scrolling here. You can see they've got the About Us section, a three block call to action here with who we are, we believe, and our latest in a series of sermons here. Then we've got the plan your visit portion of the page with the meeting time and location, and a strip map to Google Maps. This is all built in based on information that you give the system. And the next piece that we have is the contact us section. And then right down here at the bottom is the key. It's the edit button. So we're going to go ahead and click this edit button, and I'm going to show you where all this information is actually coming from. So here we are. It's asking for your user ID and password. We're going to go ahead and sign in, and it'll tell us up here it's checking the authorization. And then once it's authorized, it should take us directly to the admin section. Here we've got our administrative piece. Now, in order to know what we're looking at, I'm going to open up a second tab so we can flip back and forth between the output of the changes that we make and the actual place where we're making changes. Right here on the front, we can see there's place to upload an image. There is alternate text for your image right there. Your site name, your location, and the Facebook URL. I'm going to go ahead and add our Instagram URL so you can see what happens when we add that information here. We'll jump down here and click save. And now, if we move over here, here's our Facebook link. When I refresh this, we should now have, here's our Instagram. Okay, so let's continue to look at this editing information. We got a place for YouTube channel URL right there as well. And then a couple of pieces of information related to Google Analytics. Now, what is Google Analytics? It's a way for you to track visits to this very site. And that information is acquired for and set up for you by GCI Tech Support. So if you're interested in learning more, you can reach out to GCI Tech Support. If you're interested in adding the Google Analytics information to your site. All right, let's take a look at the banners. Now, in this case, the banners refer to this slider. That's what we're talking about. For example, here are the three images we can see right here. And each one of these links to a specific portion of your site. Here's the plan your visit link. That's the very first one. We can use these little circles down here to navigate. This goes to the contact us form, and who we are goes to the who we are section. So right here we can see where we change this information. The plan of visit is the very first one. This is the title that you saw and the subtitle, and then the plan of visit button is automatic. Also, same for the contact us. Here's the title, here's the subtitle, and for the who we are section link, here's the title and the subtitle. Remember that we talked about having information about your church, what your visitors can expect. The About Us section gives us just kind of a brief overview. If we flip over to the web page, you can see we've got our title here, our subtitle, and then the text. Notice Belong Church is bolded. Let me show you how you do that. So right down here, you're going to see text, and even in it, you might see some strange-looking characters like this. That's actually HTML code, but you don't have to know HTML code to put stuff here. You'll notice that when I click on it, now I have an editor that looks like what it's going to look like on the page. So let's just highlight this text, Belong Church, and notice the B is already highlighted because it's bolded. Well, we're just going to take that off. Now it looks like the rest of the text. And I'm just going to close that. Now, there was some strange text around Belong Church. It's no longer there. So the editor actually drops the correct information in this text box for you. It writes the code for you. So that's one less thing you have to worry about. Okay, let's take a look at the next section. Here's the Who We Are block. You have a chance to change that picture, and I want to point something out about the pictures. When you click on that block, it gives you a suggested image size to replace the existing image. Your image should be around 768 by 447 pixels. That just refers to the dimensions and the size of the image that you would like to upload. Pay attention to that. And if you have an image editor to be able to crop or resize your images, you always want to make sure whatever images you upload do fit that recommended size. Okay, Who We Are also has like a summary block, right? This makes sense. But then down here in this larger block, there is actually, let me see if I can scroll it here. There is actually, a link in here to the GCI statement of beliefs. And so down in here you can actually give your potential visitors more information about the denomination as well as your church. All right. Who We Are talks about the denomination and about the people in your church. We Believe has the actual link for the statement of beliefs. Here it is, right here in the larger text blocks. And if we click on here, you'll notice those links are already created in the text in my microsite. This information is all editable. Again, the picture is replaceable, and we'll walk through how to do that in just a moment. Here's the plan your visit page. The plan your visit section with the title, the subtitle, and this is where we want to give them the expectation of what everyone's going to be wearing, the type of dress that you normally have in your service, the type of music that you have, how long your service typically goes, do you have a children's service? All of that information's right here in this plan your visit spot so that visitors are correctly prepared for their visit. Now let's take a look at the contact us section. The only thing in here on this in the administrative side is a picture. But if we look over on the page, notice all of this information exists in contact us. Wait, where did that all come from? Okay, so the form is built in, but this information that you see here is actually grabbed from the GCI online system. So whatever information you have in GCI about you, the pastor, that's what's going to show up here and contact us. Now, I want to show you real quick about the pictures. So here is the upload image portion. We're going to click select file, and that's going to give me a, in this case, a file viewer type view. I'm going to go and select a profile picture that I had previously decided to use, which I believe is the same picture that is up. And we're just going to walk through a couple of things here. Notice I've got this ability to kind of drag and move my picture. I can also zoom the size in and out. We can, if there's a problem with the angle that the picture was taken at, you can rotate the picture right here. This tool is fantastic for you being able to really create a strong profile image on your contact us section. This is what I want it to look like, so I'm going to go ahead and click finish, and there it is in that section. Now I'm going to click save, and it tells me everything has been saved right up here in the top right corner. And if we go to the other page where all of this is, we can refresh. Let's scroll down to the about section. Notice Belong Church is no longer bolded, and you probably can't tell much of a difference on the picture, which is fine. Now I want to look at the next section on the admin, and that is from the GCI online system. This information is not editable. I'm clicking in these boxes and nothing happens. All of this information comes from the GCI online system, online.gci.org. And notice there's a link right there for you. If you see something that needs to change, you can click on that link and you can update it directly in the online system, which will then update here on your microsite. Okay, so this is the basics of the microsite. The other side of this is this feedback section. Well, what's the feedback section? This is where you can send feedback to the GCI technical support department, that you can actually give them feedback on your microsite. If you have questions or if you would like some additional help, you can do that. However, before you go asking there, I want to point out this help tab. The help tab has a few different topics to display where you can click on these particular topics and get some more information. Here's adding sermons, there's up using photos on your website. This we just kind of went over, but this is also additional information. Okay, let's jump to that second tab, the sermons tab. Notice if we go over to our output, right here on the right side, we have sermon. And if we click see more, now we can see there's a couple of things in here. There's speaking of life, and there's my sermon right there, the book of James, another speaking of life, another book of James. Let's take a look at how this is set up in the administrative site. So here we've got a checkbox that says include the speaking of life videos in your sermon listings. That is what enables those speaking of life to show up directly in the same list where my sermons are. It's probably a pretty good idea so that people can get more information from the denomination, especially when we have particular announcements and things. Those are key to your membership or visitors. They can find that information right there. Maximum sermon age in days. This is the expiration date of your messages. So in other words, once a message has been up for 90 days, it will no longer appear in the sermon section of your microsite. Also, those previous speaking of life will go away as well. So we can update those. You can change that to 30 days if you want to drive them to your YouTube channel for more content. You can trim down what's on your microsite and direct them to your YouTube channel if you like. Let's walk through adding a new sermon. I'm going to go ahead and click the add a new sermon button here. It's going to prompt me or what day was the sermon. I'm going to select the 26th of April. We're going to say Book of James, Part 1. The speaker is me, and our main Bible passage is James 1, 1 through 10. This is teaser text. What's teaser text? It's like the big idea of the message. It's the overview summary statement, if you will, for your message. Then down here, if you actually have your transcript of your message or maybe an outline that you want them to follow along with, you're going to drop that right here. So we're just going to put, this is the sermon text. And let's close that. Now, here we have three pieces of information. For videos, GCI does not allow us to upload the actual video file. So your video has to be posted somewhere. What does that mean? That means you either have to have it on Facebook or on Vimeo or on YouTube or on some other service. Has to be where the video resides. And then the file itself is not actually taking up a bunch of space on the GCI servers. Now, if you just have audio for your sermon, if you're doing your sermons in more like a podcast format, you can upload an audio file by clicking this little upload audio icon. And the same for any PDF notes that you would like to share with anyone watching or listening to your message. In this case, I'm actually going to put a YouTube link to one of my videos that we did, and it's going to be, you know, strangely enough, the actual video for the one that I listed. I just have to copy the link, which I have now done, and now let's drop that link right where it belongs on the page. It belongs right here. There's our video URL, and now let's save and close that. And you can see there's a, here's our Book of James Part 1 right here. And if I go to our output and refresh the page, we should see, if we scroll down to that April date, our Book of James Part 1, there it is, with the text and everything. If we want to watch it, we can click here. It will actually launch the video on YouTube. Or if we'd like to read the text, we can just click read and it will launch a reading window. Okay, let's continue. Let's take a look at that analytics tab. And this ties in with the Google Analytics information that was on the homepage of the administration portion. So notice here in the analytics, we have two pieces of information, the number of sessions and the number of users. And it gives us a little summary. In the last 30 days, there were 3 sessions for 2 users. Visits were from 100% computers, 0% mobile phones, and 0% tablets. So you can see kind of how that analytic information could be helpful and useful. You can see when people are visiting your site more often. Now, if you want more in-depth access to Google Analytics, because Google Analytics has a ton of information, a literal ton of information. If you want access to all that, you feel like you're ready to handle that, then send an email to support@gci.org and they can get you set up for that. Okay, so that is our, basically, our microsite in a nutshell. And I hope that you have enjoyed this view into the GCI microsite. I hope that that it serves you well as you go forward. If you don't have that the funds to hire a professional, if you're not a professional yourself, you can still have a good quality website where your visitors can find you and find information about you, long before they ever visit your church. If you have enjoyed this video, please leave us a comment down below and share it with other pastors that you know. Until next time, I'm Howard Salter.